Welcome to the Accelerated Investor Podcast with Josh Cantwell.
Josh Cantwell.
If you love entrepreneurship and investing in real estate, then you are in the right place. Josh is the CEO of Freeland Ventures Real Estate Private Equity and has personally invested in well over 500 properties all across the country. He's also made hundreds of private lender loans and owns over 1,000 units of apartments. Josh is an expert at raising private money for deals, and he prides himself on never having had a boss in his entire adult life. Josh and his team also mentor investors and entrepreneurs from all over the world. He doesn't dream about doing deals. He actually does them, and so do his listeners and students. Now, sit back, listen,
learn,
and accelerate your business, your life, and your investing with the Accelerated Investor Podcast.
So, hey guys, welcome back to Accelerated Investor. I'm so excited to be with all of you live and recording for all of our people on YouTube and inside of our podcast and inside of our Facebook group on Facebook, all Accelerated Investor brands and assets. What I wanted to do today was give you a live look at some of the things that I'm working on right now, including underwriting and CapEx and raising capital for our deals, and give you some insights and some tips for your own business. So let me start with this. We got a lead about 10 days ago on 114 units down in the Summit County area. Summit County is Akron, and then Stark County is Canton, Ohio. You know, that includes North Canton, Massillon, all the areas of Akron and Canton. And we have 114 unit that we got brought to us, actually by a student, by one of you. I'm not going to say his name because I don't want to spoil the deal. But he was on this page on Accelerated Investor, listening to the podcast, watching our YouTube videos, and got a lead on 114 unit. It's an off-market deal. Nobody knows about it. And the seller wants somewhere in the range of $5 million. Our potential partner made an offer of $4.6 million and said, hey, Josh, like, I probably can't qualify to do this deal on my own. I don't know if I can raise the capital. I don't know if I can sponsor the loan. Can you partner with me? And I said, well, you know, let's take a look at it. So the first thing we started to look at was, we got, typically when we look at a deal, we just need two things. We need the last 2 years' financials, which includes all the income and all the expenses, and we need the rent roll. And that's it. That's all I need to underwrite a deal to get started. What I found was that there were four separate buildings, and the average rents are about $586 average rent per unit. Okay. Some of these are in like C plus class areas. Some of these are in B minus areas, but $586 average rent per unit, it sounds very low. So I'm immediately thinking, okay, I'm interested. So what I typically do when I underwrite a deal is very, very quick and simple and easy. So you guys can write this down. This is a great tip for looking at multifamily apartments. Once we have the rent roll and we have the financials, we simply multiply that out, $586 times 114 units times 12 months. And we get the total annual gross income. That annual gross income ends up at around $800,000 a year. Okay. Then I simply take that and multiply that times a 50% expense ratio to see what the net operating income is. And then I divide that into the asking price. So if you take $800,000 and take a 50% expense ratio, that's $400,000 of net operating income, and then divide $400,000 divided by $5 million, which is their asking price, and that immediately gives me a cap rate, okay? In this case, around 8%. So $400,000 divided by $5 million is 8%. So I'm thinking, okay, 8% cap rate. So if I bought it for $5 million at their current asking price, And based on my very quick underwriting, which is going to be close, it's not going to be dead on, but it's going to be close. That's an 8% cap rate at my purchase. And I like to see that. I like to see something that's got at least an 8 cap when I buy it. Okay. Again, very rough numbers. Then my rule of thumb is I'm almost always going to just assume that the property needs $5,000 per unit in improvements. That's just my rule of thumb, $5,000 a unit. It might be $7,000. It might be $3,000. So $5,000 is a very good rule of thumb to assume what it needs per unit. So I immediately put in $5,000 a unit times 114 units. That's $570,000 of CapEx. Then we typically charge our deals a 3% acquisition fee or a 3% asset management fee. So we add that. Then we add in our lender fees. Okay. Lender fees are typically about 2 to 2.5%. So if I use 2.5% of the purchase price, okay, that's, you know, it's about $100,000. So I very quickly can add up my all-in number, purchase price plus CapEx plus my acquisition fee plus my soft costs, and I'm all in for that number. So 5 million plus 570,000 for CapEx plus 150,000 for my acquisition fee plus $100,000 for my soft costs, and I know what I'm going to pay for that deal, somewhere around 5.8 million. Okay? So when I look at that, I can do that now in less than 5 minutes. Okay? So that's how I get started. Then I simply look at, okay, I go to a couple different places. I go to apartments.com. We have a subscription to CoStar. CoStar is sort of the, as my grandma would say, the Cadillac version of underwriting software, where we can go in and see the comps for rent. Apartments.com is owned by CoStar. And so we can look and see, we can run comps and see what are other properties renting out for on apartments.com. That's free and it's cheap and it's easy. And I looked at that and I saw the average rent in this market is around $750 per month per unit. Okay. Now these 114 units have all different square footages. There's some of these buildings have 1,000 square feet, some are 900, some are 680 square feet, some are 840 square feet. So I take an average of 750, blended across all the units. Okay. Blended across all the units. Okay, because some of them are smaller and some of them are a little bit bigger. So based on that 750, now multiply that times our total number of units, 114, times 12 months, now my new gross potential rent is $1,025,000. Okay, $1,025,000. Now again, if I just take that and multiply that times a 50% expense ratio for my vacancy and my expenses, now I've got $500,000 of net operating income. Okay. $500,000 of NOI. So with my original look at the underwriting was 800,000 times a 50% expense ratio is 400,000 of NOI. Now bumping up the rent, I'm at 500,000 of NOI. Now, if I simply divide that by my cap rate, okay. So if I were to take $500,000 and divide by my cap rate, let's say my cap rate is a 6.5 cap. That's what my lender thinks I can get when I stabilize the building. Stabilize the building and I'm going to refinance. I'm going to try to cash out all my investors. 6.5 cap. I'm just going to take $500,000 divided by 0.065. And that's going to give me a new valuation of 7.7 million. So all in for 5.8 million, now going to be worth 7.7 million. So now my gears are turning because there's about $2 million here of potential profit or equity. Okay. So very quickly, I'm able to underwrite that deal. So that's all the underwriting I need to do right now. So what we're going to do is on Monday, we're actually going to go walk. When we go walk units, we usually like to walk about 3 to 5 units. We like to see like a really nice unit, sort of a mediocre unit, and then a really crappy unit. We like to walk at least 3 units. Now, this portfolio is made up of 4 separate buildings. So we want to walk 1 or 2 units in each building. Okay, 1 or 2 units in each building. That way, we get a flavor for what the building, how big the units are, and what the condition is for all the units. Okay, so Monday, we'll see. If the thing pencils out, what we want to do is we want to try to get that purchase price down. So maybe instead of $5 million, maybe we pay $4.6 million. We want to firm up when we're on site, we want to firm up our CapEx. Do we need to spend $5,000 a unit on capital improvements? And then we also want to get really firm on what we can charge for rent. If we do improve the units, what can we charge for rent? All right, you know that all commercial buildings, they're all valued based off of your gross operating income, and then your net operating income is really the number that really matters. But how much gross can you push minus about a 50% expense ratio? That leaves you your net operating income. So if we can push our purchase price down, if we can push the CapEx down, if we can also, that will, our basis will be lower. Then if possibly if our cap rate could go down from maybe 6.5 to 6.25, that actually makes our value bigger. Maybe we can push the rents a little bit, higher. Okay. Because, you know, there's basically 4 separate buildings here. One of the buildings, all the units are 1,000 square feet. So those are bigger. So we should be able to charge more for rent. Then the second largest building, the second largest unit size, those are almost 850 square feet. So again, maybe we can charge more if we build those out. So maybe we can push our income up. So those are some of the things that we're looking at. So next week, we're going to go walk this 114 unit. We're also walking a 25 unit. Same thing, right? In this one, we have no financials. We have, at this point, I have nothing. I have no financials from the seller. I have no rent roll. But the broker is trying to bring us deals and build a relationship with us because the broker knows that we can close. So the broker's like, hey, it's just a little 25 unit, but it's right in the middle of all of your other assets that you own. So why don't you take a look at it? And the only information he gives us is he says, hey, you know, it's probably going to trade. It's probably going to sell for between 40 to 45,000 a unit. Okay. So again, I can quickly underwrite that. That's all the information I need. And what I mean is I can quickly underwrite it by simply saying at 40 or 45 a unit, let's say 40,000 a unit times 25, that's $1 million. It's $1 million purchase price. Okay. Now what I'm thinking is, okay, let me just take a look at this area. And this is in the Heights area of Cleveland, Cleveland Heights, Shaker Heights, Mayfield Heights. I'm not going to give you the exact area because I don't have it under contract yet, but in the Heights area. And I immediately penciled out. I said, well, you know, I can find the unit size because I can go to apartments.com or I can go to CoStar. And I find that they're primarily one bed, one bath, 23 of the units. They're only 515 square feet. So they're kind of small. So I'm thinking if I could charge $700 a month, okay, which is around $1.35 a square foot, I can get 700. Same thing in my head, $700 times 25 units, multiply that times 12, I get $210,000 of gross operating income. Just multiply that times 50% to get my net operating income. My net operating income is going to be around $100,000, okay? And if I can get my NOI at around $100,000, $105,000, now, again, I'm going to divide by my cap rate. Let's say my cap rate is a 6.5 cap. All right. That puts the value, if I have $1 million of net operating income, you can do this with your calculator. Get your calculator out as you listen to this. Regardless of what platform you're listening to this on, you can go in and say, okay, 105,000 divided by 0.065, and the lender is going to value this building at 1.615 million. Okay, so again, I'm looking for yield here. I'm looking for spread. I'm looking for, just like on a residential deal, can I buy it for X, improve it, and make it worth Y, make it worth more? So if I can buy it for $1 million and then I can improve it doing some capital improvements, can I make it worth more? And the answer is yes, I can make it worth 1.6, 1.65 million. Okay, so that's great. So now I'm looking at, again, same thing with this deal. Some of my rules of thumb: if I buy it for 40,000 a door, if I put 5,000 a door into it, now I'm into it for $125,000 of capital improvements, 3% acquisition fee, 2.5% to my lender. I'm all into this thing for about 1.2 to 1.3 million. It's going to be worth 1.6 million. Okay, it's just a little deal. That's what I would consider a tiny apartment, a small deal. Okay, but look at the profit centers here. If I charge a 3% acquisition fee, that's 30 grand. If I can refinance it and make up, let's say, $100,000 of cash out refi proceeds, that's $100,000 tax-free. It's going to cash flow about $3,000 a month of net free cash flow after all of my expenses are paid and including all of my debt service. And I've got about $400,000 of equity. Okay. You know, there's a lot of people that I know that, you know, that would love to have an extra $3,000 a month of free cash flow. Right? Just a little deal. It's not a lot of work. So that's what we're working on there as well.
Are you ready to automate and explode your real estate investing? We're searching for extremely motivated individuals who are sick and tired of wasting time and want to finally see real results from their real estate investing business. We're searching for investors looking to get to the next level and become a bigger, better version of themselves while being a more successful real estate investing entrepreneur. Apply for mentoring and coaching at joshcantwellcoaching.com/podcast. That's joshcantwellcoaching.com/podcast.
We also have 160 unit that we're touring next week. Then this past week, I spent the week in COVID quarantine. We had a COVID exposure. One of our family members actually tested positive, so my whole family stayed in for the past week. So I've been just underwriting deals like a crazy man, recording videos because I can't go anywhere. I actually tested negative, but still quarantining just to be safe. And so we have a 220 unit under contract and I couldn't go. So my team went and walked about half the units. They went and walked about 120 of the units. And primarily when we walk units, we're looking for leaks. We're looking for if each unit is a full turn, a half turn, or no turn. Okay. Again, a full turn is about $7,500. A half turn is about $3,500. And no turn means we're not going to touch it. When my team walked it, they said, look, you know, there's just a lot of carpet there. The units are in good condition. There's just a lot of carpet there. So we'd want to think about replacing all the carpet with LVP flooring, maybe replace all the trim in the baseboards, painting all the cabinets, putting new hardware on the cabinets, and then looking for some remnant granite countertops. So we did that. I'm going to go walk. I'll be out of quarantine next week, and I'm going to go walk the other 100 or so units. And we'll cross that off our due diligence checklist. In the meantime, I'm spending a lot of time looking through all the due diligence at my house. I've got papers printed off everywhere, looking through their gross income, looking at all their expenses, looking at all the leases, looking and making sure that their deposits match up with their bank deposits. So that the leases match up with the bank deposits match up with their financial statements, and their financial statements match up with their tax returns. Sounds like a lot of work. It sort of is, but it's a $12 million deal that we're buying. Okay. And going to be worth a lot more than that when we're done with it. Also this week, my team is working with a seller. We have a 54 unit under contract. And we're buying that based on an as completed basis, meaning the seller got an unbelievable deal on it. And the seller got it under contract and bought it, got a great deal on it. Seller seems like a nice guy. I met him a couple times. We're buying it from him at about double the price he paid. So we're just making sure that when we buy it, he's making sure all the units are turned. So new flooring, painting the cabinets, new hardware, new countertops, new appliances, updated bathroom vanities, toilets, flooring in the bathrooms, shower surrounds, updated electrical, making sure that all the windows and windowsills are updated. So we're buying that property and we expect it to be pretty much in turnkey condition because there's 54 units, but 30 of the units are vacant. They're being updated. The other 20 units we're going to have to inherit and we're going to have to update. And all of those need a lot of work. You know, those are full turns. They're going to need about $7,000 each. So 7,000 times 20 units, it's $140,000. Okay. So we're also going to inherit the, you know, cleaning up the outside, the parking lot, the driveway, the, some of the windows, landscaping needs updated, and the siding. So we just expect when the property is handed over to us that we get those 34 units as completed, and then we're going to take care of the rest. Also got a 52 unit that we're buying, again, in an as-completed situation. So what we're doing with that one is we've got our private placement back from our securities attorney. We got the subscription agreement, the operating agreement. We're collecting up all the paperwork, getting all that signed by all the passive investors. We raised about $1.1 million for that. And we're getting all the paperwork in and all the wire transfers in. So Jen Pennington, my director of operations and our offering manager, is working with all of our passive investors. We've already raised all the money. Now we just got to get it all wired in. Also, this past week, we spent a lot of time giving our investors updates. So this is really important. Whether you're a residential investor, whether you're a commercial investor, apartments, whatever you do, we take great pride in making sure that we give our investors a really solid quarterly update in PowerPoint format with a video, with before and after photos. So every quarter we pay out our investors their quarterly return or their quarterly preferred return. And in addition, we provide investor updates. So whether it's our fund, whether it's for our apartments, we like to give them an update with video of us just talking to them about what's going on with the property, before and after photos, telling them, hey, in order for us to achieve stabilization, you know, our goal is to rent these units out for, let's say, $800 a month, and we are leasing them out and we're actually achieving $800 a month, or maybe we're achieving more, maybe we're achieving less. But whatever we are doing, we want to be transparent. Okay. Also, this past week, we got 8 new private investor leads that registered on our investor portal. A lot of them are coming from Facebook. A lot of them are coming from social media. We're also getting leads. I did a great podcast with Justin Donald, my friend Justin. He has a great podcast and a great book called Lifestyle Investor. Check out the book. Definitely buy it. It's already a New York Times bestseller. Also, the podcast we recorded, I am actually podcast episode. It's the 4th one that got released. So, you know, in iTunes, the newest one you release is episode number 1, and then they work backwards in like descending order. So we were the 4th podcast released, but now we're like episode number 13 because we keep getting pushed down every time he records a new podcast. So check that out. Lifestyle Investor with Donald. I think you'll love it. And for our podcast, you're going to see a lot of updates, podcasts, YouTube, Facebook groups, check those out. Freelandventures.com/podcast, freelandventures.com/YouTube, freelandventures.com/FB group, Facebook group. Those are all free materials. And you can join our group and join the community and share in this journey. We're all on this journey to retire early with multifamily and apartments and with forever passive income. That's what we're doing going forward. Couple more updates for you guys. We have an 80 unit that we bought in October. We've got 13 units that we're turning. And here in February, we should have 7 of those units completely renovated, new LVP flooring, new trim, new blinds, new fixtures, new finishes, new cabinets, new countertops, new hardware, new appliances, new toilets, new flooring, new vanities, new mirrors, new medicine cabinets in the bathrooms, spending about $7,000 to $8,000 a unit. And we're going to have 7 of those units that are going to be rent ready here in February. Our plan on that building is to turn 40 of the 80 units. So that's super exciting to make sure that we get all that done and finished here in February. And our goal is to turn 40 units by the end of the second quarter, by the end of June. That way we can work towards stabilization and then refinance our investors out of that deal within 18 months. We're also currently interviewing for a leasing agent. So one of the things that you're going to have for each property as a property manager, you know, when you own hundreds or thousands of units, it makes sense to have a full-time leasing agent. So we're working with our friend Scott, who owns a human resources company, and Scott is actually interviewing for a full-time leasing agent. Hopefully we'll have that person onboarded. And also, we're also looking for maintenance techs to help us with, you know, turning units and with doing maintenance, you know, improvements at each unit. You know, the heat goes out, somebody gets locked out of their unit, somebody burns something. It's usually heat and leaks. These are the two most common maintenance issues that we get. When you own apartments, you should expect that those be your two most common. My heat's not working, or my air conditioning's not working in the summer, and I have a leak. Those are the two most common that we get. So we're actually working with a temp agency to bring us contractors and laborers, because there's a lot of turnover in that space. And so just, we're going to have a temp agency continue to bring us people. Also, our current maintenance guy, we don't know what the heck happened. He was in one of the units this past week, and he said that he felt some burning on his calf. And he thought he spilled something on his jeans or on his work pants, and it burned a hole in his work pants. He ended up at the hospital with third-degree burns. And the hospital's like, no, you didn't spill anything. There was nothing like that we could tell that, you know. So he literally has third-degree burns, like burned through his skin, almost down to the bone, and he doesn't know how it happened. None of us do. So, you know, I can't explain it, but we told him, hey, look, take a couple days off. Come back on Monday because we don't want you getting further injured on the job. He wanted to come back to work the next day, and he wanted to, come back to work and just get back to work. He doesn't want to take a day off. He doesn't want to lose any income. So I said, dude, like, relax, just take a few days off and we'll figure it out next week. So that's pretty crazy. Also, we have a duplex that we renovated on Rowley Avenue. This is down in Cleveland, down in the Tremont, Ohio City area. It's right around the corner from the Christmas Story house. So I don't know if you're a fan of the Christmas Story, the movie with Ralphie that was filmed in Cleveland back in the 70s. And that house is, you know, world famous. If you at all like Christmas and like the Christmas Story movie, it was filmed in Cleveland. I used to own a house and live around the street from it. We have a duplex that we bought. We're all in for the purchase and renovations. We're all in for $113,000. And our realtor is actually going to list it and sell it. And he said, he would like to list it and sell it for $189,900. So that's pretty cool. should make about $50,000 on that deal. Also, we decided to go ahead and sell all of our single family rentals. Anything that's really under 15 units, we're going to sell. So we've got some duplexes, we've got a fiveplex, we've got a bunch of singles. The market's hot. You know, things are really, inventory is really low. Matter of fact, my partner, Tyler Brummett, his girlfriend is a realtor. She listed a property in Lakewood, Ohio for $199,000, a duplex. And there were, guys, listen, there were 98 showings scheduled in 4 days. 98. She listed it on Thursday. Between Thursday and Sunday, 98 showings. She got full price offer, actually $225,000, all cash. Had another offer for $235,000 with financing. And she didn't even get through all the showings. So the market for single family is hot. We're going to list and sell all of our single family properties. Finally, I got to tell you a quick story about raising capital. So I got introduced to a new potential investor. The guy sold a manufacturing company for millions and millions of dollars. And I'm really happy for him. Met the guy on a cell phone call. This is my typical process when I meet somebody new who's interested in raising and investing with us passively. Do a cell phone call first. Do a Zoom call second. On that Zoom call, I only keep it to about 15 minutes. And I only really like to talk about personal stories, what's going on personally. I like to get to know them on a personal level. Okay. I don't share any deals. I don't talk about profits. I don't talk about how much money they can make. I don't talk about our deal structure, because what I found is the slower I go, the more I build a personal relationship with somebody, the more money they invest, the more they trust us, and the more often they invest. So when you have somebody that you think might be a private investor, my advice to you is to go as slow as possible. Have a cell phone call, wait 2 weeks. Have a Zoom call, ask a lot of questions, wait 2 weeks. Have another Zoom call. Then show them an old deal. Show them an old deal, a passive deal, a deal that you did in the past and how it worked out. And then right about the fourth meeting or fifth meeting, you've built that prior existing relationship. And at that point, then share your upcoming opportunity, share your upcoming deal. So, you know, it's been a wild week. On top of that, my entire team, Ramey, my director of AV, and our social media managers, our marketing team, everybody's rebranding everything that we do, focused on accelerated investor and retiring early with multifamily apartments. So everything's going to change. We're still, you know, the accelerated investor brand. We love that brand. So that's going to stay the same, but you're going to start to see more marketing and more mentioning, more talking about retire early with multifamily apartments, because that's all we're focused on is really building that portfolio. Last piece of advice I want to give you guys before I go is, look, on average, we make about $1,350 per year per unit that we own. So my suggestion to you is, whatever lifestyle you want, whatever passive income that you want to receive, if you are an active operator of multifamily and apartments, just take whatever the income is that you want to get, whatever passive income that you want to get, divide that by $1,350, and that will tell you how many units you need to buy, stabilize, refinance and own in order to achieve true independence and true forever passive income. Okay. So again, do the quick math. If you want to make $500,000 a year, take 500,000 divided by 1,350. And that tells you that you need to own 370 units. 370 units of multifamily and apartments. And that's going to provide for you $500,000 of net free cash flow after expenses, after debt service, in perpetuity for the rest of your life, $500,000 a year. So that becomes the new goal, right? That becomes the new goal. For me, that's all that matters anymore is forever passive income with apartments. And so I just want to say thanks, guys. Thanks so much for being with me today, whether you're in our Facebook group, because we're feeding this live in our Facebook group. Thank you so much for being on. If you're listening to this recording in our podcast or on our YouTube channel, thank you so much. If you're interested in investing passively in one of our deals, go to freelandventures.com/passive to learn more about our offerings. And if you're interested in learning more about how you can be mentored by me through our one-on-one coaching programs, go to joshcantwellcoaching.com. As always, if you enjoyed the episode and you learned some things that are helping you be a bigger, better investor, leave us a rating and a review in iTunes or on YouTube. Thank you so much, guys, for being here. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Hey, Josh here. And do you want to win a free Accelerated Investor t-shirt? All you have to do is give Accelerated Investor, our podcast, Accelerated Investor, a rating and a review on iTunes. Okay? Do that now. Then send us a screenshot on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. What we're going to do then is every week we're going to pick our favorite rating and review, and we're going to send that person a free t-shirt and maybe, again, some other cool, fun stuff as well from Accelerated Investors. So, again, don't forget to take a screenshot. Leave a rating, review, take a screenshot, send it to us so we know exactly who you are. And then once a week, every week on the podcast, we will announce a new winner. Don't forget to take a screenshot and send it to us so we know exactly who you are. We'll announce a new winner every week.
You've been listening to Josh Cantwell and the Accelerated Investor Podcast. Leave a comment on our iTunes channel and let us know what you want to learn next.
Or who you'd like Josh to interview.
While you're there, give us a 5-star rating and make sure to subscribe so you can be the first to hear new episodes. Follow Josh Cantwell and his companies, Strategic Real Estate Coach and Freeland Ventures, on all social media platforms now. And stay up to date on new training and investment opportunities to start your journey toward the lifestyle you've always dreamed of. Apply for coaching at joshcantwellcoaching.com.